Mika Koivisto, uuden musiikin vaihtoehto. Kuuluu sulle.
Soitin itse herra 83:lle eli Anthony Gonzalezille ja ensimmäinen kysymys, totta kai perus hiihto-tsemppi kysymys, että miltä nyt tuntuu, albumi tuli ulos perjantaina. Hän oli itse sanonut, että häntä jännittää, koska albumi on verrattain epäkaupallinen ja paljon erilaisempi kuin hänen aikaisemmat albumit, että mahtaa, mitäköhän fanit mahtaa olla mieltä. Näin 2 päivää julkaisusta kysyin, että miltä se nyt sitten tuntuu ja millaisia reaktioita hän on ihmisiltä saanut.
I feel good about it. It's, I mean, like you said, it's a different album, and I understand that a lot of people are might be a little frightened by it and surprised by the sound of this album. It's quite different from the previous albums as well, and but I feel good about it. This album is the fruit of 3 months I spent in the cab Nancy writing the music for this album, and then it was a special period of my life for multiple reasons. So I feel good now that it's out. You know, it's been a long time. It's been done for, I mean, I finished it maybe 2 years ago, and it's finally out. So yeah, it's interesting to see the response from the fans, which is very positive, and also the response from the press, which is devised as always.
I looked a little bit, and I think it was quite well received. It's a beautiful album. I really like it. Do you go online to the internet and see what people think of it, read the comments? Do you do that?
Yes, unfortunately for me, I do that. Now it's so easy, you know, like to see what people think about your album, and everybody has a voice nowadays. So from the small blog to like Pitchfork, everybody knows about the release and everybody wants to talk about it. I mean, not everybody, but some people want to talk about it, and everybody can. So it's very easy for me to get stuck by it and spend a few hours reading everything that's being said on the album.
Yes, it feels like it's at the same time, it's a blessing and a curse.
It is. I completely agree with you. It's a trap. It's also fantastic to give a voice to anyone, anywhere on the planet. I think that's something that's very positive. The downside of it is everybody can say anything, and it can also be very hurtful. So yeah, I have mixed feelings about our era and period of time. You know, it's definitely not the future like I thought it would be when I was 10 years old. You know, it's a different kind of future.
Anthony Gonzalez on niitä artisteja, jotka ovat vähän masokisteja siinä mielessä, hän meni albumin julkaisun jälkeen suoraan internetin katsomaan, mitä ihmiset ovat siitä mieltä, ja hän veisteli tuossa, että se on sekä tosi hieno asia saada suoraa palautetta ihmisiltä ja faneilta ja spekulaatioita levystä, mutta sitten kun kaikilla on se ääni ja kaikki voivat antaa aika nopeankin reaktion ja aika rajoja sanoja, niin sitten se voi totta kai tehdä myös vähän kipeätä, mutta noin yleisesti hän oli erittäin positiivisilla mielillä ton albumin saamasta vastaanotosta, vaikkei siinä sitä tuttua M83:n popimpaa puolta ollutkaan. Mä kerroin herra Gonzalezille, kuinka 12 vuotta sitten mä löysin hänen albuminsa Digital Shades Volume 1, joka on siis ensimmäinen osa, tavallaan ensimmäinen henkinen osa tästä nyt tulleesta albumista. Ja se oli silloin mulle ehkä ensimmäinen kosketus, sanotaanko ambientimpaan, hitaasti kehittyvään musaan. Ja se oli mulle itse asiassa silloin tavallaan semmoinen revelaatio ja aika tärkeä levy siinä mielessä, että se osaltaan muovasi mun käsitystä musiikista ja millaisia muotoja musiikki voi ottaa. Ja vaikka että se on ihan ok, jos biisi kestää 8 minuuttia. Ja kysyin, luuleeko hän, että voisiko tämä Volume 2 nyt muuttaa sitten kenties jonkun muun kuuntelijan maailmaa. Siitä Anthony ei ollut ehkä ihan varma.
I find it quite impossible nowadays to release something new that's gonna surprise people. Everybody heard most of the sound that current musicians are using. Everybody knows the tricks of production. Everybody knows our analog synthesizer sounds, our digital synthesizer sounds. There's no surprises anymore. So it's really hard to sound current, futuristic, and to inspire people nowadays. You know, I don't even know how the music business now works, how the younger generation, how they receive album, how they listen to album, what do they think about it. It's really hard and difficult to grasp. So it would be very pretentious of me that this album is new, because it's actually not at all, you know, it's a really odd question to answer. I'm sorry.
That's all right. But, you know, I'm a music romantic. I think maybe there is someone, maybe a young person who's never heard of an album like this before.
I also, that would be fantastic. I mean, already the response from the fans has been very, very positive about this album, and that makes me very happy, you know, because it's truly a difficult album to grasp, really. It's I think if you don't have the references that I have writing this album, it might be a very difficult album to understand. That being said, I think it's also quite direct, and the melodies are quite simple. It's a very simple album. There's nothing complicated about this album. It sounds like a very earthy album. There's nothing futuristic about it. It's almost like the Madeleine of Proust, you know. It's more like a tribute to the past. But if the younger generation can appreciate something like this, then that makes me very hopeful for the future, you know.
Suurin osa tästä uudesta albumista on musaa, joka voisi periaatteessa olla hyvinkin suoraan 70- tai 80-luvulla. Tai kuulostaa 70-80-luvulla tehdyltä noin periaatteessa. Kysyin Anthony Gonzalezelta hänen omaa suhdettaan nostalgiaan, ja onko se jonkinlaista eskapismia nykyhetkestä.
I mean, you're asking the wrong person, because all I read, all I listen to, all the movies I watch are from the past, you know. Of course, there's a lot of things that I love that are current, you know, and from our era, but most of the things that I connect with, or most of the art I connect with, is from the 70s, 80s, or 90s. And I'm having a hard time finding the right music for me nowadays, because I find it quite difficult to be a music lover nowadays. It's unless you have, you know, the whole time in the world to focus on the music. There's so many releases every day, so many new albums coming out, so many new films, new TV shows, that I find it's quite frightening to start wanting to discover new art nowadays. It's becoming more and more difficult because there's so many things coming out, and that's the reason why I feel like it's more comforting for me to go back to the old art, or literature, paintings, music, and movies. For me, it makes more sense, and I'm more attracted to old things than new things. And probably because, like I said, I'm quite scared of the way we digest music nowadays, or anything, really.
Anthony Gonzalez kertoi, että lähes kaikki taide, jota hän kuluttaa, kirjat ja elokuvat ja musiikki, ovat sieltä 70-, 80-, 90-luvulta ja siinä mielessä hän on nostalgikko ja hän löytää lohtua menneisyydestä ja menneisyydessä tehdystä taiteesta ja pitää tavallaan nykypäivän musaskeneja hämmentävänä, koska kaikkea on niin paljon ja kaikki tuntuu jotenkin kertakäyttöiseltä. Mun mielestä Gonzalezissa yhdistyy, tai mä sain semmoisen kuvan tämän haastattelun aikana, että hänessä yhdistyy semmoinen tavallaan ihan pikkuisen pessimistinen nostalgikko ja sitten toisaalta tällainen erittäin herkkä taiteilija, joka tarvitsee semmoisen tietyn fiiliksen luodessaan kauneutta, ja sen fiiliksen hän saa tavallaan siitä, kun hän menee vähän ajassa taaksepäin ja inspiroituu esimerkiksi vanhasta syntetisaattorimusiikista. Gonzalez on tehnyt paljon soundtrackeja leffoihin, ja hänen musiikkinsa on aina ollut hyvin visuaalista. Mä kysyin häneltä, että miettiikö hän tarinoita ja kohtauksia jo valmiiksi, kun hän säveltää uutta musiikkia, vaikkei se johonkin elokuvaan olisikaan menossa. Sain polveilevan vastauksen, joka yhtäkkiä menee erittäin diipiksi.
I'm not sure I have a story. I have images. That's for sure. And I like to travel, you know, listening to making music, and for me, the best way of going on a journey is making music to me. I spend a lot of time in the studio, behind the keyboard or piano or a synthesizer, and so I really have to use my imagination to go on a trip with. A sequence of chords or a melody, and so I definitely see a lot of things when I write music. It can most of the time it's very chaotic, and it's a bunch of feelings and images that are traveling in my head. So sometimes most of it doesn't really make sense, but it actually helps me to create and allows my mind to be free in a way, and I feel like it's again in our society nowadays it's really hard to be free because of the internet, because of social media, and the music is giving me some type of escapism. And a way for me to escape the world, and which I find very helpful in my everyday life, you know. I feel very lucky that I can do that every day and not worry about going to work in a company every day and taking the tube, and I like the freedom of being an artist, you know. It's actually priceless, and so I feel very lucky to be able to do my passion and earn enough money for me to make a living, you know. So that's, I find it quite fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. I think the more chaotic the world becomes, the more important it is to have artists who provide people with these small escapes.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, this is what art is for, you know, and it's made for people to escape and forget about their everyday life and try to enter a different world for a couple of hours, you know, and this is why I'm so in love with movies and music, because I always being a creative, I like to explore different landscapes and horizons through my mind by listening to music or reading a book or watching a film. And I can't imagine my life otherwise, you know. So I think it's important that artists continue to provide to people any type of escapism, you know, as long as it makes people happy and the artist happy. That's the beauty of making art to me.
Ja eipä siinä kauan kestänyt, kun pääsimme Anthonyn kanssa taiteen tekemisen syvimpään olemukseen. Hän sanoi, että taiteen tekeminen antaa hänelle artistina vapautta. Hän pääsee luomaan toisia maailmoja. Hän näkee visioita päässään ja toivoo, että kuulija musiikin avulla myös saa ehkä hengähdystauon arkielämän paineesta. Eli hyvin perustavanlaatuisten asioiden äärellä oltiin. Totta kai mun oli pakko kysyä myös vähän nörttihommia, eli kun kyseessä on kaveri, joka todella paljon käyttää vanhoja syntetisaattoreita ja ne on upeita vehkeitä, niin piti kysyä, että jos hän saisi loppuelämänsä käyttää vain yhtä syntetisaattoria, niin mikä syna se olisi?
Well, I would probably own a CS80, Yamaha CS80, and I don't currently have one. I've been looking to purchase one for a long, long time. They're very expensive, very hard to maintain. So it's a luxury to have one, really. And I don't have this chance at the moment, but if I had to pick one, that would be this one. Because so many great and important albums of electronic music albums have been made with this synth, and lots of amazing artists use that synth to create amazing pieces of music, and this is probably the synth I would pick to own.
Anthony Gonzalesin Aution saaren syntetisaattori olisi Yamaha CS80, jonka hän sanoi olevan hyvin kallis ja hyvin vaikea hoitaa, mutta että sillä on tehty niin paljon hienoa musiikkia, että se olisi ehdottomasti se, minkä hän jättäisi työkalukseen. Mä tsiikasin äsken eBaystä, niin kyllä siitä reilun 10 000 pitäisi pulittaa. Mä noin Andy McCoy 80-luvulla mulla ei ole 10 000 messissä, joten jää ainakin toistaiseksi hankkimatta, mutta olipa kyllä erittäin hienon näköinen vehje. Toi M83, eli herra Gonzalesilla, on ollut huikea ura. 7 albumia, useita leffasoundtrackkejä ja mitä kaikkea. Kysyin viimeiseksi kysymykseksi klassikkokysymyksen, minkä pyrin jokaiselta tämän ohjelman vieralta kysymään, eli minkälaisia ohjeita häneltä löytyisi aloittelevalle nuorelle muusikolle tai tuottajalle, joka etsii itseään musiikkimaailman keskellä.
But my main advice for a young producer or a young musician that wants to make it in the music business is try to be yourself, you know, and try to avoid the trend. Try to stay away from what's successful and try to sound like yourself. And it's so incredibly cliche for me to say that, you know. But I think that's the truth. I mean, if I had the chance to be successful in the past, it's because I never listened to anyone but myself. And if you start listening to everybody's comment, then you're fucked. You need to trust yourself a lot. You need to listen to yourself and follow what your first instincts is most of the time, the best ones, you know.
Yeah.
And it has to be natural, you know. If something is not general and not natural, it's not a good sign. If you're spending too much time on one song, it's not a good sign. You know, it's. But it's something that I learned throughout the years. You know, I started almost 20 years ago with my first album. So now I'm more patient about my music. Also, I don't stress as much as I used to. I'm more mature, and I think I have a better idea of what I'm doing, even if I don't really know what I'm doing still yet, because it's very tough, world, you know, and music is endless. And the problem with endless things is it can easily be a jungle and a labyrinth. But yeah, my main advice would be to try to be yourself, you know, with your music, and not to follow the rules.
Yle X. Miikka Koivisto. Uuden musiikin vaihtoehto.